Brian and Trisha, and we are Quincy 98. 3 Maroon 5, Cardi B, Girls Like You. So we all have these little things we struggle with in life. There's stuff that annoys us, stuff where we just can't quite get it together. Do you have trouble just at a blink telling your left from your right?
No. Well, okay. It depends on the situation. Yeah. If it's my left and my right, I got it.
Okay, so that's all I'm worried about.
Yeah.
From your perspective, your left hand, your right hand, you immediately know which is which.
Yeah.
So I have met people who have to think about it. Mm-hmm. They're like, my right hand, that's...
Yeah.
It's never been an issue for me. I'm not judging anybody who has trouble telling, but this is a little extreme. There's a 23-year-old girl named Dakota Lane who lives in Australia. 2 days ago... she got a tiny little L and a tiny little R tattooed on her hands. Now, these are just above her wrist at the base of her thumb. So basically go straight down your thumb about an inch above your wrist. The size of it is about, if I was going to say it was...
size of a pencil eraser.
Yeah, but if you're going to say how many pica it is, it's like how many points it is, the font, like maybe 14. If you were going to like type it out on a computer, It's very plain. Look, it looks like an old school typewriter. Just went. She said she has had trouble telling her left from her right her entire life. She can't do it quickly. It confuses her, and she doesn't want to do the old trick of stick your left hand out and make an L.
Yeah.
So you know that that's your left. She says it makes her look dumb. So now she'll never have to guess again. And she's encouraging other people to go get this tattoo.
I mean, that's an extreme circumstance if you get the tattoos on your hands to do that. If you want to do it, fine. Or I'm totally fine with doing the L.
Yeah, I don't mind.
I don't care how I look.
Do whatever you have to do, but don't mess up your left and your right because that can cause problems with all kinds of things.
Yes. And what I will tell, like with the girls, with Mackenzie, she's left-handed. So I would always tell her, your left is the hand that you write with. Just remember that. The hand that you write with is your left side. You know?
So she should primarily think left first.
Yeah.
I always think right first. I'm right-handed. And I'm ridiculously right-handed. Like, I'm not even a little bit able to do stuff with my left hand. I boogered my shoulder up when I was a kid, and I have some trouble with it sometimes. And do it, and just like, well, I'll just move the screwdriver over to my left hand. No, I won't. It's like, it didn't, I can't even hold it straight. And it's, I suggest to anybody that has the ability to go back and forth with their hands, not even being fully ambidextrous, but, you know, if you can do stuff, practice. Because if and when you ever break your hand, like
good
I've
point.
Done twice, or mess your shoulder up and you're in a sling for 6 weeks, it's real hard to do anything.
So practice ahead of time.
Yeah. But I guess that's how I'm such a pessimist. Practice because you might get hurt sometime.